The Mandalorian and Grogu box office projections are coming in. And yes, in case you're wondering, it is panic time at Disney/Lucasfilm. But today, we'd like to bring you a bit of perspective the drive-by access media surely would never show. What if I told you this new Star Wars movie is in a race to beat a Jon Favreau film's box office run? But which one? Well, it just might shock you. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Monday and welcome back to the Work Week. We hope that wherever you are, you find meaning in what you do. Get out there and make the world a better place. Folks, we're going to do just that right now by bringing you perspective when it comes to the big movie coming out this week and the return of Star Wars after 7+ years. I'm afraid it may not go well, but we'll explain why in just a moment. Folks, as we do, click the like button. Remember, this is the channel that keeps you ahead of the culture curves. Tomorrow's headlines delivered up today. From Zoom, May 17th is when this one came out, and it says, Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu global box office, the earnings required for Jon Favreau's success. And it's gonna set up a heck of a test for this, because Lucasfilm, I think, and Disney, I believe, when they decided to convert this thing to from a season four to a film, I'm not sure they thought they'd be in the position they are, but it really goes to show how damaged Kathleen Kennedy's version of Star Wars really is. Jon Favreau, it says, a prominent figure in Hollywood, is set to release his latest directorial venture, and he's a legend, Star Wars The Mandalorian Grogu. Despite receiving mixed reviews from critics, the film is projected to debut with an impressive $100 million at the North American box office. We'll talk about that in a moment. This anticipated success would mark another significant achievement in Favreau's illustrious career, but it raises the question of how much the film needs to earn globally in order to surpass his previous highest grossing work. We'll talk about that, and I'll tell you which movie this one's really in the running for. For the latest info, we go to Box Office Theory. Sean Robbins tracking the pre-ticket sales and determining what this thing's going to do. And you can see the article here. It's not named after The Mandalorian, except it says, updates on Star Wars. Okay, well, we want that, please. So scroll on down. Okay, wait. We got a little thing right here, but okay, I'll read it. Says Star Wars The Mandalorian Grogu. In the final week before hitting cinemas, tracking continues to align mostly with recent expectations, with another small uptick, pushing odds of an $80 million-plus domestic three-day bow and $95 million-plus four-day slightly higher. Notice they're not calling out $100 million. Many early social media reactions from critic screenings are observably positive on the whole. Remember, this was written before we got the premiere. It says, but next week's full embargo lift will offer a more significant checkpoint. Well, Sean Robbins, let me tell you, we've seen the premiere, we've heard from folks behind the scenes, and we've seen some of the stuff people are giving in terms of their early thoughts after seeing the whole thing, and it ain't good. So let's go and see what's under the hood here, okay? And this, folks, is why you come to the channel. I'm going to show you something that would not be obvious to the average non-industry eyes. From May 22nd is when this thing's going to come out. Disney is set to make, well, look at this, folks. We'll go to the top. I'll show you. Three-day low-end, three-day high-end, okay? Star Wars on the low-end is supposed to make 81, on the high-end, 96. All right? For the three-day pinpoint, what are they saying? For the three-day pinpoint, and notice here, it's giving us the four-day also, 105 is where they're anticipating this thing lands on the four-day. Now, I think it's going to come in under 100, but I don't know that for sure. 105 is where they're thinking it'll come in for the four-day. The problem is not the first weekend, and people need to understand this for Star Wars. There are still enough Star Wars fans to probably, possibly, maybe get it to 100 over 4 days, the biggest weekend of the first half of the year. But take a look on the backside of this, and we got to go back up the top again. Domestic total low end, domestic total high end, and domestic total pinpoint forecast. The pinpoint is where they believe it will be. Pay close attention. On the low end, on the domestic, they now believe the low end for this, that the floor is $166 million. That would be unbelievably catastrophic, but it's possible. And it's more possible now than it was before when this was written, because the reviews look like this is a stinker, like it's a dud. Where's the high end? Shockingly, the high end on the domestic is only $239. Now, why that matters is because if you look at the 4-day at $105, what they're saying here is this barely has a 2X in terms of its legs, okay? And what that means, we call it legs. It's how the movie legs out versus the first weekend over time. Great movies can lay out like 7X and even higher. Sean Robbins is saying this thing's going to leg out to a 2X. That's horrific. But that's what he sees in the pre-ticket sales. 166 is the low. 239 is the high. The pinpoint is 224. Folks, which number is the pinpoint closer to? 224 is way closer to 239 than it is 166. Why do you think Sean is doing that? Because Sean is betting that this movie performs higher in the possibility rather than lower in the possibility delta. Okay, so that's a lot of stuff, right? You all came here. Are we nerding out? I don't mean to nerd out, okay? I'm not trying to do that to you. I apologize. We got too far in the weeds. Here's what you need to know. If this movie makes anywhere around 200, okay, 166 is the low, and 224 is the high. Let's put it at 200 for easy math, okay? But it could be way lower than that. If it makes 200 for its full domestic run, which is Tron Ares bad, just so we know where we are, we're in Snow White territory. Did you know that? I am so sorry that people had not put that together. I know you did, but the drive-bys with the jumbo pencils writing tomorrow's headlines, they didn't figure that out until right now. We just made that possible. You and I. Saving journalism. Okay. They'll also write that I mispronounced that. They won't get the joke. Anyway, $200 million. If it's $200 million, Star Wars films tend to perform a 1-to-1 domestic and international. Okay, so that means that America, North America, and yes, Canada, we're counting you too. Don't fret. If we put those two together, they make up half of the box office worldwide. And then the rest of the world contributes the other part to Star Wars. That's how it works. Now, $200 million, obviously, you know, that puts The Mandalorian and Grogu at $400 million total box office run. But the possibility that it's lower. If the 166 comes true, look out. Bar the door, right? Okay, so, but $400 million, we think this movie needs at least $600 and probably more to break even. That would be bad. That would be real bad. And that's why Ryan Scott at film.com, Ryan Scott is prepping the way and saying, you know, The Mandalorian and Grogu, it doesn't need to be a box office hit. You gotta love it. Ryan is saying, It really doesn't need to make money. That's not what this is about. You thought it was about making money. you can't make this stuff up. You got to love them. He says, it's been nearly 7 years, but at long last, A Galaxy Far, Far Away is returning to a theater near you. With The Mandalorian and Grogu releasing next weekend, it marks the first time that we've had a Star Wars movie on the big screen since The Rise of Skywalker. Complicated $1 billion. I'm going to call it a flop. It made it to the box office, right? Directed by Jon Favreau, one of the key creators behind the Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian, the movie is currently projected to debut between 74 and 90 million per box office theory. Of course, that's drifted upwards, right? Now we're at, 80 to 95? I don't remember now. Mind you, that's just through Sunday. Monday is Memorial Day, and once that holiday is factored in, by golly, we could get more than 100 million. And it goes on to talk about, you know, it carries a 165 production budget. It's frugal. Frugal, okay? Maybe it just needs to make $300 million. It doesn't. You want the math on that? It's super simple, right? If it costs $165, let's pretend for a minute. If it costs $165, it had a Super Bowl commercial. It's had premieres all over the world. It definitely costs $200 million. Folks, if you find a Star Wars film that cost less than $200 million in the last decade to promote, you let me know and I'll adjust the number down, okay? But it cost at least $200 million. $165 plus $200, what's that get you, folks? $365 almost sounds like a year. $365, and Disney has to make back double what it spends because 50% goes to the theaters and Uncle Sam. What do you get? Bingo, bango, bongo. Sucker needs $700. We're kind here. We'll say $600 just because of the California tax credits, and there we are. So no, $300 million will not make the money back. It says, does Disney want its first Star Wars movie in 6.5 years to make more than $400 million worldwide? Yes. But with an equivalent overseas turnout, it would currently be on pace to do over under $500 million globally, depending on legs and reception. Yet not according to the same box office theory you're quoting there, buddy. Or as Jordan Peterson would say, sorry there, bucko. Doesn't hold up, does it? That's a bad Jordan Peterson impression. Folks, if it's at 239, okay, it's slightly higher than the 200 we multiplied because, you know, we're considering 166, but it's still less than 500. Okay, why does this matter? Let's talk about John Favreau for a minute because this is the fun part of it. Everybody, you guys know it's in trouble. We don't got to keep saying it's in trouble, right? It's in trouble. It's in deep doo-doo trouble. Kathleen Kennedy did this to them. Dave Filoni did this to them. It's not John Favreau's fault. He didn't write the thing. He's just got to direct the script he's been given. How does this perform compared to other John Favreau films? Well, The Lion King in 2019 made $1.6 billion. Go, Favreau, go, baby. And I think this is what they thought they would get. But sorry, Star Wars is in a bad place, and Dave Filoni is fouling it up. It's a kids' show around here, folks. Fouling it up. But did you think I was going to say the other thing? When I said fouling it up, The Jungle Book 2016 made $967 million. If you adjust for inflation, it's way over a billion. If you adjust for inflation, it's crazy over a billion. All right, cool, right? Keep on keeping on. Number three on the Jon Favreau list, Iron Man 2, $623 million in 2010. Again, adjust for inflation. Yep, you guessed it. It's over $1 billion adjusted for inflation. Going on up. Number four, what have we got? Iron Man, 2008, $585 million. Even without adjusting for inflation, Iron Man is easily not going to be beaten by The Mandalorian and Grogu. We don't even have to adjust for inflation. If we adjust for inflation, where does it go? It's right at a billion, right at a billion from 2008. And if we go right here, this is the movie you've been waiting for. This is what The Mandalorian and Grogu is competing with. To see if it will outperform on the list of Jon Favreau films. And you say, Pro, come on, it's 228. Pro, what are you doing? It's going to clear 228. Sean Robbins says it'll clear 228 at domestic. Well, he says 166 is the floor, but granted, it's probably going to clear that, right? Well, what if I told you that adjusted for inflation, because this is all the way back in 2003, then apparently you could go to the box office for pennies back in the day, right? if you adjust for inflation, this film actually made $346 million at the box office. Now, how do we figure that out? Well, 233, 874, 587 is the worldwide box office. We go down and we figure out the inflated domestic box office. The inflated domestic box office is 355, 927, 955. Excuse me. Sorry about that, folks. If you add 355, 927, 955 with the international, sorry about that. That's how you get there. It's 446, 134. Sorry about that. So if you go out back up there again, 446, 134 is the number. All right. So 436. If you got 436, well, again, this thing's going to run neck and neck with Elf. Elf. A Christmas movie might defeat The Mandalorian Grogu. And I will guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not even, there's no worry about this, that Elf, with all of its repeat showings and DVD sales and Blu-ray sales for Christmas, it'll be the financial winner here. It made seven times its production budget. But that said, Mandalorian and Grogu needs to clear 446, 134. $446 million to beat Elf adjusted for inflation. Will it do it? I don't know. I don't think so. And that's a heck of a place for Star Wars to be. Can't even break in the top five, probably, for Favreau. Who's to blame? Not Favreau. Dave. Dave Filoni is the guy to blame. And the reason why? Because he's the guy who came in and changed the script on Jon Favreau. You can go back in time. You go find it yourselves. I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to go through it again. We've done this time and time again. But John Favreau had a season four, then he hit a film. Dave Filoni said, I'll fix it for you, buddy. I'm the boss around here. And here we go. All right, folks, that's the video for this Monday morning. Have a great one. Get out there, truly now. I'm not just saying this as a platitude. Get out there and make the world a better place. All right? Treat somebody well. Be kind. If you see a cat, pet it. If you see a dog, feed it. And if you see a chance to make the make a change in a child's life, go for it. For the good. All right. You can also start right now by clicking that like button, subscribing, sharing. And I tell you what, until the next time, keep learning, keep growing. And as always, keep having fun.